Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God loves
me. But I bathed in the mire, submerged myself in the decay of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again, thinking the void could be filled by a man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hand, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah, the way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
I can rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else, speak life to a situation, release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
Hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. For some of you, it's Happy New Year, very close to it. For others, it's still New Year's Eve. So wherever you are celebrating in this world, I hope that you are safe, healthy, and happy. And if you're going through some storms, hey, just know that you are not alone. Welcome to this, our last session of the Sunday Morning Inspiration Show here on the Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio Network. For the year of 2017, this is it. This is our last show of the year. We are looking forward to greater things in 2018. Today is all about preparing ourselves to let go so that we can grow. So today, I just want you to know that it's time to let go and grow. And in order for you to grow, we need to let go of quite a few things. We need to let go of those weeds and those vines that are strangling us, that are holding us back. We need to let go of all of that empty baggage that we have been carrying around year after year after year after year. Welcome to this, our last session of 2017, as our journey continues and marches on to 2018. I want to leave you with a few words of wisdom. Welcome to those of you who are listening to the replay. Welcome to those of you in our call query and those of you who are in our show chat room. I am so glad that you are with me today. If you're new to our program, welcome. You come as a guest for the first time. You leave as a member of our family. A few guidelines on how our show flows. I always start with some salutations, greetings, and some information, analytics on listenership and all of that, shout-outs, whatever we may have for this week. And then we move into our program. If you hear moments of silence, prayerfully, they will not be due to technical difficulties. It will be by design because I stop in the middle of our programs to give you a chance to digest and reflect upon what has been discussed up to that moment. Figure out where you can apply it in your lives and the lives of others. So if you know someone who can benefit from our programs, please share, share away. I always say that this, our Sunday morning inspiration, and Saturday morning motivation, and our mother show, Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, are all sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, and that's an IRS-approved and recognized tax-exempt 501c3 nonprofit. We are in our Warmth for the Winter project now. We need your support. If you have a service or you'd like to donate products, we need toiletry, socks, blankets, personal hygiene products, things of that nature, anything that you can donate, please let us know. Get with us. Our number is 202-618-2556, 202-618-2556. That is our number. And a special shout out to Melanie Thomas. She reached out last night. Melanie Thomas is the founder of Raise the Bar. She has donated a case of deodorants. So again, anything that you can give, anything that you can support, we need your support in order for us to keep our programs going. We need your support to get these products to people who need them. And, of course, if you're in the United States, all of your donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of current laws. We never know what the new regime may do with that, but right now you can still claim, to my knowledge, you can still claim your donation. So, and you still have time. It's not January the 1st yet, so please get with us. Our website is thewallfoundationinc.org. That's thewallfoundationinc.org. There are ways there that you can donate, PayPal, several places. We prefer PayPal right now, but you can choose how you want to give, or you can send us a monetary donation if you'd like. Our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. So special shout out to Melanie from Raise the Bar organization. Thank you so much for your support. Wow. What can I say? This has been a journey this year. So many things have happened in my life personally, in addition to all of the things that many of you have shared with me throughout this year. But guess what? We are here on the last day of this year, and we are still standing. So amen to that. So for those of you who are new as well, we always start the show after the salutations and greetings and announcements. We usually go into our stress relief and release exercises, our breathing exercises. So for that, you have to be in a lying or seated position. So while you are preparing for that, getting yourselves together, let me give you our listenership for the last full week of 2017. And we had quite a few that were running neck and neck, so we have quite a few this week. We usually do the top five. This week we have eight. So, for last week, our listenership in order. It's the United States of America, the United Kingdom, Germany, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, the Philippines, and Italy. So special shout out and thank you to the United States of America, the United Kingdom, Germany, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, the Philippines, and Italy. I am so appreciative of all of you who listen to us throughout the world. I'm still in awe and amazement, total amazement, over the growth of our show in such a short amount of time. On February the 19th, we will be turning 8 years old. And we have come such a long way in this short amount of time. And I want to thank you for being there. So by now, you should be in a lying or seated position. We're going to start our program. Lying or seated position, eyes closed. Start our breathing. Let's inhale. Now exhale. It's the last day of the year. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for us to regroup, rejuvenate, refresh, and renew. The things that happened to us in the past are just that. In many situations and scenarios, we now choose to pull that weight into the new year. Sure, there are some situations that are going to carry over into the new year. If you're still looking for that job, if you're still praying for that breakthrough, if you have someone who's in need, sick and shut in, all of that, Lord, I pray for each and every one of these people today. Please help me and others to be the guides that they need to lead them from the darkness back into the light. Lord, please touch everyone who is sick. We know through you anything is possible. So please, if it is thy will, shine your blessings down upon all who are in need. Help them through whatever it is. I pray that you give each and every one of the person within the sound of my voice and beyond, I pray that you give them enough of whatever it is that they need to find their way from their darkness into the light. Amen. So let's get started today. I want you to continue your breathing exercises. We have so much to cover today. This year has been a journey. I've made many new friends and let some people and things go. This is the end of my 3-week vacation, by the way. Day after tomorrow, I go back to a place that I know that I've outgrown and I should not be for a host of reasons. And I already know that I'll be walking back into unnecessary drama. And I say this to you, if you're at a place where you're marginalized, minimalized, disrespected, and walked upon, Put that on your list of things to do. Don't be so complacent, so used to the status quo, so used to being at that level where you have convinced yourself that you have no other place to go. If you're older, keep moving. Keep putting in for those jobs. Keep preparing for the new you, your new life. If you're just starting out, guess what? There are places that can help you. Write that resume. Help you to stand out from others. There are places that can do that for you. If you're sick, I'm praying for you. For those of you, you know, it's about time for the media and everyone to start talking about resolutions, resolutions, resolutions. I resolve not to make a resolution other than to continue to grow. Every year I always say my resolution is not to make a resolution. But I do make a plan, a workable plan, a viable, workable plan. So many of us, we say, I'm going to lose weight. And you know you're not at that level yet. First thing you do is go out and celebrate on for New Year's Eve, and then you've already broken that because you're still celebrating by 12:30 a.m. And then you go home and you sleep away the first day. If you're not at that level yet, get with someone who can encourage and motivate you to find your way to that point, to that starting point, so that you can work towards your finish line. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be making all of my announcements, including here today. My presence will be a lot less than 2018 on social media. Not here because I plan on still doing the shows, because guess what? Come this time tomorrow, I'll be able to tell people that I am on track to graduate from law school with my doctor's degree in 2019. So I can say I'm praying to graduate next year. And I need to stop spreading myself so thin that I'm just at a place where I feel as though it's time for me to really buckle down and get this done so that I can keep my GPA up, so that I can walk proudly and receive that paper to hang on my wall alongside of the others. So I need you to understand this. I want you to understand this. No matter what it is that you want to do, there's a way to do everything. If you want to go back to school, reach out. We have resources for you. We can talk to you about that so that you're not getting yourself into a lot of unnecessary debt. If you want to step out, if you know that you're at a bad place, whether it be work, neighborhood, relationships, whatever it is, we have resources to help you prepare for whatever decision you're going to make. All I can do is put the information out there. What you choose to do with it, that's on you. I see a lot of guests jumping into our show chat room. So again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to those of you who will be listening to our show in the replay. Welcome to all of you who are in the call query and in this chat room listening live. Good morning or afternoon for you, Simon. Welcome, Simon, my dear friend from the UK just jumped on. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today is all about giving a quick synopsis of all the things that we need to do so that we can let go and grow into the new year. You know, it was so funny. Was it yesterday or day before? One of my dear sisters, Sister Marcella Moore and her, she was doing a Facebook Live presentation, and I was there listening, and at near the end, you know, I told her, amen, sis, you know, I love you and this and that. And she said, hey, C. Maria, you know, you can listen to the replay and catch up on everything that I said. And I had written back and said, sis, I've been here with you all along. And she started to chuckle a little bit or laugh. And she said, oh, my goodness, she said, you were here being quiet and this and that. And let me tell you all why I said this, because so many of you need to hear this. Some of you actually do need to hear this. In the new year and beyond, don't be so self-absorbed to the point that you cannot step back and let somebody else shine. Let me say that again. There's so many times when I'm in the background of so many people's presentations and live, and I'm in the background supporting people without them even knowing it. Yeah, I'm the great C. Maria Wall. I know who I am, and I am comfortable in my position and where I am in my life. This is not a competition with me. Nobody can do what Sister Marcella does. She's the prayer warrior from way back. Nobody can do what C. Maria does. I'm the mediator, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the mediator. And Shiro, right here at our ground, what? Zero. And when we're at ground zero, it doesn't mean that we're at rock bottom. It means that we are standing on solid ground. Not a competition, people. Don't take that mess into the new year. So not a competition. Yep, it's my first quiet moment for you because I need you to understand that this is so important for you not to take this into the new year. Don't be so self-absorbed to the point that you cannot stand back or step back or sit back or whatever it is so that somebody else can shine. This week's inspiration comes from 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Let me say that again, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And so many people ask me why I'm not in the pulpit and this and that. It is not my calling to be a minister. It is not my calling to be a preacher. It is my calling to be right here with you. And one of the best books for reference is the Bible. That's why I quote so many things, because I can take those words from the days of old and apply them to the here and now. It is one of the best reference books out there. This is where I need to be. This is where the great I am, the universe, has charged me to be, right here with you. And as I said before, you know, you can step back and let someone shine. Secondly, do not allow anyone to dim your shine. Now, some of you may say, well, you just told me to step back. No, that's not what I said. I didn't say step back into your own shadow. What I said was not to go somewhere where it's someone else's event, party, whatever it is, and outshine them. It's their moment to shine, not ours, not yours. Not yours, not mine. It's their moment to shine. We don't have to get a shout out every time we're supporting someone. We don't have to do that. So many people show up because they want to get some accolades. They want to tap into other people's resources. There's a way to do everything. And to go there and try to outshine the host, the hostess, or whomever it is, that's not the way to do it. To go to a wedding and try to outshine the bride because she's marrying your ex-significant other, it's not the way to do it. Stop taking the buffoonery and foolishness with you year after year after year. It's so unbecoming. Where you're concerned, in some cases, it's removing all doubt about what people have been whispering and saying behind your back anyway. And you cannot feel good about yourself when you continue to tear people down. It is human nature for us to do for others. It is human nature for us to be there to help one another. It's human nature. When you're tearing people down, guess what? There's always going to be someone bigger and badder. And you mess with the wrong person, either that person is going to crack or someone that they know is going to step up to protect them. You will spend your entire life looking over your shoulder, making pretend. So don't do it. There's a time for you to shine. And there's a time for you to allow others to shine. Our third topic is, it is okay to say no. I have done this before. I have done articles on this. Know your no. No, K-N-O-W, your N-O. Stop trying to be there for everyone and everything. That's the one thing that I'm still working on, is the fact that I cannot be here for everything and everyone. Right now, this is a level that I'm at with school and working full-time and going to school full-time and running a foundation and working with people all over the world. I love what I do. But then there's the little incidentals in between. I need to take care of me before I run myself into a hole that I cannot get out of. Before I'm too sick to help anyone, including myself. Before my cup is empty and I can no longer pour into anyone. Yes, the shows will still be airing, and next year we're going back to bringing special guests on to speak, because it's wonderful, and I love that you all love to hear me, but sometimes, you know, it's good to get a different perspective. It's good to get different insight, because what I say may not be the best for you, and I realize that it's C. Maria, and some of you think that if I say it, you know what, you're going to do what I say. This is a process where you need to discover your own power, your own purpose. I give you the roadmap. I help you to move forward. I encourage you. I motivate you. And in some cases, I even inspire you. But the purpose and the point is to help you get to that point where I'm following you just to make sure that you stay on your path. I believe a few weeks ago, I did a show called Leading from the Rear. Leaders don't lead from the front. Because guess what? They're going to reach their goal before anybody following them does. And in most cases, if they're those infamous feel-good, foo-foo, fluff-fluff gurus, they're going to move on to something else and leave you wandering out in the wilderness all alone. Leaders, true leaders, lead from the back. We're right here in the trenches with you. We're right here moving along. Look at history. Most people were right out there with the people who were hurting. Some of the most notable people whom generations of us know, they were right there with the people. They weren't leading from the front all the time. Yes, sometimes you may need to get up on that mount so that people can see you and know. But the bottom line is, we're right there with you. I'm right here with you. Know who you're hooking up with in the new year. Know who you're giving your money to and who you're following in the new year. So many of you do it over and over again. Same people. You're still following the same people. You're still getting on those bus trips, plane trips, train trips, going to promote people who talk a good game, but they're really out for their own personal agendas. Know who you're getting involved with. Secondly, know what you're posting on social media. Check your sources before you look like an idiot posting something that's not true. We have enough of that going on right about now, where people are buying into the lies from the powers that be, more so than ever before. And I'm telling you, you are worth so much more than to be with these narcissistic, sociopathic individuals, and no matter who they are. Family, friends, neighbors, whomever, co-workers. If you're in a bad situation, work on your plan. Start working on that plan. Guess what? Even when you sit down and put it on paper as a dream, it's better than not working towards your future. If you're happy being mediocre and average, if you want to be average and mediocre and miserable, that's your choice. I can't make you change from that. If you want to soar with the eagles, this is your chance right now. And don't think that just because it's January the 1st, this is when you have to get everything done. Consider every day that you wake up and you have health and in your right frame of mind as your New Year's Day. It is truly the beginning of the rest of your life. What are you going to do with it? So many people end up on that bed or wherever they are on their last dying breath. So many people are healthy. You see them jogging on Monday through Friday, and then the next Monday you hear that they drop dead jogging over the weekend. You ever heard the singing doctor, the guy who could sing, and he was all over social media, and he had gone on The Voice, and he had made it through, and then he was here, I believe, somewhere in Maryland. He died in an automobile accident a few months ago, gone, just like that. Guy who seemed to be a nice fella, a doctor. He could sing. He brought joy to his patients. He seemed to have a kind spirit, and now he's gone. Make the day matter. Make you matter. Moving along, allow yourselves to cry. You know, during the healing process, if you get a wound of any type, surgery, or you hurt yourself, guess what? It hurts. But that hurt is telling you that it's moving towards healing. You know, those people who keep picking those wounds, you want to keep that wound open and oozing. Allow those wounds to close next year. So many people in these trying times here, so many people are not trying to buy into too many more pity parties. Nobody wants to hear the same trial and tribulation over and over again. Because at some point, some of us, not all, but some of us are not being held back by our oppressors. We're being held back by choice, by the person that we see in the mirror. Over in our chat room, and it's amazing today, Simon, that the chat room seems to be running perfectly. Simon writes, "The day I see a jogger smiling, I'll consider trying it." A quote by Joan Rivers. Well, where I work, I see a bunch of them. They smile and they enjoy their health. They're kind of like health nuts where I work on campus. We see them running through the winter or biking or jogging and all of that. And trust me, I can get down here. I'm ready. I am so pumped up and ready to get back into taking care of me and running outside. I don't go outside too often because usually I do it either early mornings or late night. And with my ex-abuser living just a few yards away, I usually try not to. So I have a beautiful, very expensive treadmill that has incline and decline and all that kind of good stuff, so I can do whatever I want within the comfort of my home. So in the next few months, you guys should see a real, real difference in my appearance and weight and all of that. That's on my list to do. That and school, those are my two main goals, not resolutions and all that mess. Those are my two main goals for 2018 and beyond. I need to find me, both spiritually, health-wise, the whole nine yards. Don't get me wrong. Anytime my grandchildren think that I'm cool and I look just fine and I don't look like a grandma and all of that, it's all good. But for me, I need to get back to the original me. So that's my goals for next year. In addition to finding new employment, moving along here, prayerfully the universe will grant me some of this, but I'm going to continue to work towards it while the great I am decides when I will get those breakthrough and blessings. And one thing that we're going back to again, you know, I was speaking to you earlier about listening to Sister Marcella's show, and she had no idea that I was there the entire time. And she thought it was so funny. She said that I was there being quiet, not saying anything. And there are times when I'm just there to support someone from the shadows, and I'm okay with that. And just last night, it was so funny. I don't know what was going on with Facebook, but I was trying to listen to I had one show on here that I was trying to support and listen to. Again, I was silent through that show because these are people I hadn't heard from all year. And then they had tagged me to post their New Year's show on my timeline. I supported them personally, but I sat back and I was quiet. But I did support them. And then it was the same night, so it must have been Friday night, that Sister Marcella's show had come on. And all of a sudden, and then last night, I'm listening to one person's live feed, and then all of these other live feeds just started to pop up all over the place. And I said, okay, this is ridiculous. Since when do all these live feeds, and most of those people were absolute strangers. I had no clue who they were. But they had popped up on my feed. And so I ended up just clicking the X on all of them and going back to try to work on my schoolwork. And I still do have one paper due before midnight tonight. So I'll be working on that today in addition to fine-tuning my home, making sure that when a new year comes in, my house is in order. And let me say this. If you all, for those of you who may be new to the program, I did a piece some time ago called Is Your Bed Made? You can look at your bed and tell a lot about your life. Our beds are usually indicative of our lives. For some of you, there's so much stuff on your bed where you can only get on the edge to even attempt to sleep. Then you wake up and you're not rested, and you have so many things in your life, and you just don't have any time for yourself, just like your bed. Then you have some people who try to make the bed, you spend half an hour making the bed so pristine. Those are the people who try to impress people in this world. They even do that with their beds. Some of you, your bed is just full of disarray. There's just no room for anything. You'll sit up in a chair and sleep because your bed is so full of stuff. Same way with our lives. We have so much stuff going on in our lives, so much stuff. So I charge you in the new year, make your bed. Every morning before you leave the house, make your bed. Doesn't have to be so crisp and pristine that, you know, it's worthy of a magazine cover shot, but make your beds. Because you see, if you can start off that way, when you make your bed, there's several things that go on here. Gives you self-discipline. It helps you to stick to that plan. When you come home, guess what? All you have to do is throw back that cover and jump in and take a rest to help to refresh, rejuvenate your body. Make your beds and clean your homes. I'm not saying that you have to do the whole room because if your home is in total disarray from top to bottom, take one room at a time. Go to the kitchen, wash those dishes, sweep that floor, vacuum. Can't vacuum, keep sweeping the carpets, the rugs, the floors, whatever it is. Might take a little effort, but guess what? The satisfaction that you will feel in the end is priceless. So I charge you to make your bed, clean your home, because at least that's one place that you can come into peace. I always tell people, if all the lights out in your house and where I live, we're up here in a closed community, one way in, one way out. If the street lights aren't on, it is dark as pitch where we live. If the electricity goes off, it is dark as pitch in our homes. If you can't move through your house without almost breaking your neck, leg, toe, foot, whatever, leg, arms, whatever, it's time for you to address that. If you are someone who needs help, there are people almost everywhere who can help you with that. If you know an elderly person, this comes down to us helping man. If you know an elderly person or a sick and shut-in person who needs help, go and help. You don't want to clean your house. Go help someone else to have a better environment. Clear the clutter. Just like I said, all of these shows were popping up. I had to clear the clutter. Clear your clutter for the new year and try to keep it that way. Step back sometime. It's okay to go into the shadows to regroup, refresh, rejuvenate, rethink. I'm not going to hold you all up today. We're going to end the show soon. But again, you know, some of my final thoughts. You know, society has taught the masses how to be average. You see, when you're average, that's when you accept everything the way it is. You know, some people say, I don't know why people get in debt going to school. I don't know why people do this. I'm fine. My bills are paid, and I got a roof over my head and food on the table. I'm okay. Those people are okay not going outside of the yard. I always tell people, I did a show where I tell you, go outside of the yard. Go around the block. See what the rest of your neighborhood has to offer. But so many people are comfortable. I mind my own business. I stay in my house. I do this. I do that. Same people who, when something happens, they expect people to know or to help them out. But they're fine being average. You know, it's those of us who are the quirky, different, oh, what are some of the words we can use? The dreamers, the odd, that the masses make fun of. You know, the average masses, they're the quirky. The different, the odd, the dreamers, the masses make fun of. But in reality, the masses have allowed those same quirky, odd, different dreamers to stand above and beyond the others, grabbing the attention of the teachers, the leaders, the guides. They put them in a position where they can be found. I was one of those odd, quirky, different dreamers. And after class or before class or whenever, those same people would take me under their wings. They would become my mentors, my guides, those people who taught me everything that I didn't get at home. Never deny who you are to fit in with the average masses. Because you see, if your destiny is to be greater than average, do not sabotage that by convincing yourself that trying to fit in is the proper answer, because it is not. That's what's wrong now in this world. We're not producing too many leaders, too many guides, too many teachers. We have a lot of people who are in positions they do not belong in for a host of reasons. The people who should be the leaders, the trendsetters, are somewhere in the average pool, being held down by the average people who've been given positions that they aren't qualified for, who've been put on pedestals and worshiped like gods when they're mediocre at best. Remember, this show has always been about keeping it real, very real, Real people, real stories, real hurt, real healing has always been our tagline from 8 years ago, almost 8 years ago. And in order for us to get to that point of real stories and real healing and all of that through our hurt, we have to be very real about this. You go to work where people who are given position and the whisper is that so-and-so slept with so-and-so, or so-and-so is somebody's cousin's uncle's brother, or so-and-so is a member of the privileged, and they keep getting promotions and moved on when they shouldn't. They don't even qualify to be sitting at a front desk answering a phone properly. When you've spent your time to be the very best and you're still being overlooked and marginalized and minimalized, you're still being disrespected. They have families, and so many people try to make people feel badly. And every year, this really irks me. We have so many people out here who tell you, you need to get with this person. If you're not speaking to your family, start speaking to them again. Mind your business. Not everyone is meant to go back to speaking to people. Don't let the inexperienced experts, the people who are reading from the same script that's been passed around for generations, force you to go back to a bad environment. Let me tell you this now. If you're going back to abuse and mistreatment, don't you listen to these inexperienced experts. I don't care if they're from the corner or the pulpit. Don't you go back to a bad situation in the new year. Only you will know when it's time for you to give these people another chance, if ever. It's okay. And when I first started this show, what did I say? I made new friends. And I've let some people go. And if you listen to the show, you know. One of my family members sent me a message and attacked me for the last time. And another family member forsaked me. One was my last stronghold to keep a tie to the DNA strands. And the other wasn't the first time that they had tried that trick. They did it years ago based on hearsay. Nobody in this family has ever given me a chance. One group did speak about it. I'm not speaking about them, but the majority of people, and some of you are in this place. Some of you are in churches where people whisper and talk. And then they want to try to fix you without even realizing that you're the one broken. Stand up. Stand proudly in your truth in the new year. You have sat quietly in the lies of others for far too long. Stand in your truth in the new year. Stop sitting quietly in the shadows of the lies of others. Stand in your truth. If they can believe and act upon lies for year after year after year, they'll just have to get over it and face the truth, another side of the story. Whether they believe it, that's not your concern. You need to speak your truth so that you can heal and move on in the new year. Time for fun and games is over. This is a symbolic time. When you start the new year fresh, your slate is clean. Of course you have to deal with some things that are residuals from the year prior or years prior, but you have to work on that. If I told you all the story about how I had lost everything, and just when I had lost everything, no health insurance, no nothing, I got sick, deathly ill. Then the hospital a couple days, had to bill the whole nine yards. Several thousands of dollars, thousands and thousands of dollars. Tried to find a job, had nothing, had nothing. Simon over in our show chat room says, too many people cannot handle the truth. You see, and that's true. Well, guess what? So many people, it's easier for them to accept and handle a lie than it is to believe a truth. But guess what? That's not our problem. Our problem is to speak it and keep it moving. You know, when my family member did that and I got tired, I broke it down in simplest terms. They went as far as to send me Bible verses and this and that, and I sent them Bible verses right back to them that were 10 times better. And I let them know the real deal. And seeing when this, my family, my DNA strand, when they, because they're not really family, I don't really feel like the majority of them are family, they're just people that I am allegedly connected to by DNA. Has let my mother tell her father wasn't her father, and lo and behold, the woman's name on her passport isn't the person that I know as my grandmother. So I don't even know if I'm kin to these people at all. But speak your truth so that you can move on. These people are so blinded, and I have a real problem with people who believe one side of a story and run with it. That in itself tells me that there's something, a little bit of a disconnect there. And yes, there are master manipulators out here, but what is wrong with people's own common sense to tell them that there's always more? How can you listen to all of this, never witness anything, because things never happen? Well, this person isn't this horrible person that you've heard that they were. You've never seen or heard anything other than what somebody keeps feeding you when they get together. I know that many of you are going through this. I know that I wasn't the only one. And for a time, I felt like this. And don't get me wrong, when I tell my particular story, people are like, whoa. And it may be a little bit to the extreme. From the DNA strands to the ex-husband and all of the crazy going on. But you know what? I'm going to keep it moving. I thank the neighbor for taking him off of my hands. I thank her family for being stupid enough to be aiding and abetting him and all of him and her, because she's his side chick now and she's his ride and die chick, and she does all of his bidding now and helps him commit the crimes that he's doing, and the family are becoming accessories after and during the facts. But at some point, you can't hide forever. He lives his life in the shadows, making pretend. Who does that at almost 60 years old? What kind of a human being or a man is that? What kind of a woman would want something like that? And I know so many of you, you accept it because you just got to have that warm body in your cold homes and hearts, whatever the case may be, or beds or whatever it is. More power to you. I love me more than to take any old piece of whatever. Been there, done that. I stopped taking in strays. I can't help something or anyone who doesn't want to help his or herself. And if you're in a position or in a relationship, no matter whom it is with, cousins, uncles, parents, siblings, whatever, if they have brought you nothing but misery and strife, it's time for you to make that break. I'm not saying that it could be forever. But you need to take that time to get away from that environment, because it is tearing you apart, whether you know it or not. Many of you know that you are so discouraged by it and you're so tired. Get out of it. Walk away, either for a little while or permanently. Walk away. You are not by yourself. There are so many people out here who are going through the same thing. I'm just one of many. So again, before we leave, wow, this is the last show. It just feels like this is such an interesting goodbye. I want to pray for everyone who's going out this New Year's Eve. Please be safe out there. Stay in the crowd. Stay with people. Don't get isolated, especially if you're here in Baltimore and Maryland and all of that. do not stray too far. I'm not saying anything that people don't know. Baltimore is just one step from being a total war zone. There's too much going on in Baltimore City right now. And they don't care who they're attacking. So I need you to be careful out there. I pray for everyone to come back ready to begin the new year. I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown that you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage so that you can march into this new year prepared for whatever may be knocking at your door coming your way. I look back on every single year that I've been through when I was penniless and broke and at my absolute bottom. And I can tell you all this year, I'm coming in, I have a new car, I have a full tank of gas, I have money in the bank. And all of that wasn't because I'm working at such a wonderful job and all of this and that, because really, the job is, no. But I had to work my plan and not allow my plans to work me, or the plans of others for me to work me. I toppled from the mountaintop, and I'm still working my way back up. Priorities, planning. That should be on your list for the new year. Priorities, planning, working your plan so that at the end of 2018, you will be at a better place and you'll be able to say, hey, when you look in the mirror, you can tell that person looking back at you, hey, we did good. Or you did good, however you want to talk to the person looking back at you. One thing that I found from my dear friend Joan Fields, and I'll leave you with this thought that she posted over on social media. God has a purpose for your pain, a reason for your struggles, and a gift for your faithfulness. Don't ever give up. Let me say that one more time. God has a purpose for your pain, a reason for your struggles, and a gift for your faithfulness. Don't ever give up. Amen. I am C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. The Mediator and Shiro, right here at our Ground Zero. And when we're at ground zero, we're not at rock bottom. We're standing on solid ground. So ready, set, let's grow into the new year together. I don't want to leave you, but I do know that it's time for us to prepare for what's coming our way. And know that we're not alone. I am with you as much as each and every one of you is with me. Simon, my dear friend, hugs and smiles and love to you as well over there in the UK. Thank you so much for being one of my greatest fans since the day you showed up in our chat room a few weeks ago. Thank you so much for being here. As always, I will see you on the other side of social media. For those of you listening to the replay, thank you as well. I know that you can't always be here for the live program, but thank you for coming back to listen to the replay. Thank you for everything, people. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So until next year, 2018, I'm so excited because I get to tell people now, I graduate next year, and I know that midway in 2018, I will be starting my last year of law school. Lord willing, I will be. So with that said, continue to pay it and pray it forward. Be well and be blessed. And I'll see you right here on the Sunday Morning Inspiration for our first show next Sunday. Our first show for January of 2018. Hugs and love, and even more hugs and love to you too as well, Simon. Thank you so much for being here. I'll talk to you on the other side. And Happy New Year to you, because you will get to it before we will. So if you're on tonight, I'll see you around your New Year's. And if not, then I'll see you tomorrow. As I said, everyone, I'm going back to the grind on Tuesday morning. So again, and my new plan will be in full motion at that time, but I will be here. Our number is 202-618-2556, 202-618-2556. You can text or leave me a voicemail. I will be here. Matter of fact, my new plan is starting now, because usually I do a nightly show for New Year's Eve, but this is our last show for this year, because I do have some obligations this year that I must get done. But if you need someone to listen, you can always reach me. I am on call this evening. So 202-618-2556. Until next year, be well, be blessed. I'm C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator and Shiro, right here at our Ground Zero, which is our solid ground. Until then, be well, be blessed. Thanks so much for staying with me on this journey. I'll see you on the other side of 2018.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to